from the Lambeau Field Atrium inside the Legends Club, it's Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, Corey Linsley! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. This just in. Green Bay, 38. Seattle, 10. Take a look at our Seahawk over here. The Packers left Well, thank you. The Packers left nothing but the carcass right there. Very special group with us tonight. Please say hello to Fuel Up to Play 60. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. And now please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is strong, smart, and handsome. And not surprisingly, he's also a center. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Corey Linsley. Corey, welcome to the show. Take the fire chair, will you? Corey, welcome. How are you?
Been a while. Doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing just fine.
All right.
I was wishing you'd wear a short sleeve shirt, though, because I know you had sleeveless going yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Making that
Got
tough
to.
Guy statement.
Got to.
And the gun show. I was hoping we'd see the gun show, but you're being modest tonight.
Yeah. I don't have my permits with me.
So. Also very smart, just like I said in the introduction. Corey, okay, this is a huge, huge game for you guys and against a contending team. And on the third offensive play, you guys go over the top to Davante Adams, 66 yards and a touchdown. What did that do for you guys, hitting them like that on the third play?
Yeah, that was huge. And Tay made a great play against one of their guys, one of their chippier guys. So it was nice to, you know, kind of shove it in his face like that. So that was good, you know. But to get that momentum going like that right off the bat, I mean, that's huge. And, you know, you can't fake that. You know, you can't just – that's got to be created organically, if you will. By that huge touchdown pass, it gets us going, rolling.
Of course, Aaron Rodgers playing crazy good. And a big story this week will be his health. Because he developed a calf problem and so forth, and he had the hamstring problem. To the guys, is there any doubt in your mind he's going to be out there against the Bears in Soldier Field come Sunday?
Yeah, he'll be out there.
You heard of him first, guys.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, he'll be out there for sure.
You mentioned a moment ago the Seahawks being chippy. Mm-hmm. They are kind of jerky, aren't they?
Yeah, they're – And I mean that's the personality that they've built themselves on is being that through the whistle, play hard, you know, kind of tick you off defense.
You guys don't mind that, do you?
No, we love it. You know, we embrace it, and I think that adds something to the rivalry that we've had over the past couple of years, and so it's good. We love those games.
Corey, you guys might have set a new intercollegiate record against the Seahawks. You go into the game -5. In the turnover ratio, and you come out of it +1, thanks to 6 defensive takeaways and no turnovers on the offense's part. That's got to just be good for the football soul, isn't it, to be back on the plus side of that thing?
Exactly. When you can be plus on the turnover differential, that, I mean, that's huge, you know. So it's, and that'll build momentum again throughout the season. And our defense is that confidence that it gives you, you know, and getting all those turnovers. And it was nice to have that one, you know, kind of cheap one at the end, too. That guy fumbled it, you know, to put us plus one. So, yeah, it's definitely great.
Now, Corey, I can't tell you how many times I've seen this year where your offensive line as a collective group has afforded Aaron, like, ridiculously long periods of time to throw the football. I mean, the protection.
Nice.
I mean, there's times I want to say, this is the NFL. You guys get paid to rush the passer, and they're pinballing off of you guys, laying on the ground. Yeah. That's got to be a real source of pride for your room, the offensive line room. Huh?
Yeah, no doubt. And I think that obviously the biggest stress on the offensive line individually is on the tackles. And I think both of our tackles are great, elite pass blockers. And to have those guys really solidify the edges and enable us in the middle, you know, to kind of figure things out and that kind of freedom, you know, it's just, you know, you can't replace that.
Corey, I want to show you my favorite Corey Linsley play from the game against Seattle. And you can see it down here on the monitor. And it's a situation where you're going through your typical assignment and heading left, and you take control of the defensive tackle. And then right here, you're controlling the defensive tackle with one arm, and you're taking the linebacker with the other arm. Corey, that's pretty cool stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks.
The ball carrier's going for nine in the meantime.
Yeah.
Now, how do you go about controlling two defenders off a good defense at once?
Yeah, that's funny. I was actually thinking right after the game, I was like, I don't think I got any pancakes for Larry, you know.
But oh, we got
I'm glad you got that one. I knew with the way their defense played on that snap, and you know, they kind of slanted us in. I knew we were going to be a guy short, and so, you know, I was driving on my guy, and I look and see the free linebacker that we don't have a guy for, and I was like, hey, I'll try and grab him, you know. So,
worked well.
9-yard
gain.
Yeah.
Another play I want to talk about is one of your classic blocking schemes where you're reach blocking and do a real nice job of sustaining as the defensive player tries to disengage. But the thing I wanted to talk to you about is towards the end of the play, watching you, Lane Taylor, TJ, Brian Balaga, rallying to the ball carrier. Now, you don't see a lot of offensive lines doing that. What's that all about?
You know, I think we put a huge emphasis. It started last year, but it really, you know, guys, the beginning of the year, everybody kind of took pride in this, and the coaches put a huge emphasis on it. And, you know, you see all the time defenses get those bend backs, and, you know, like, seems like there's 13 guys at the ball. You know, they're all pushing the running back or whoever back. And, you know, we kind of said, you know, why don't the offensive guys do that? You know, why don't we push them forward? And, I mean, it sounds simple, but, you know, that's kind of the emphasis that our coaching staff has put on us this year. And I think that, you know, time after time, game after game, we take pride in doing that, getting at least a couple of those in the game. And it pays off because it's that type of mentality, that attack and, you know, not letting off mentality that kind of instills in the defense.
It looks like a big scrum, and it just keeps inching forward for positive yardage.
Yep.
Another play I wanted to talk to you about was Ty Montgomery's touchdown run, because this is another interesting Corey Linsley play. Is you go after the defensive tackle, and you're fighting the battle with him, and then suddenly it just becomes a wad of bodies. But out to the left of the picture, you come spilling out and drag the defensive tackle with you.
Yeah.
Now, how is that done? What's that all about?
You know, on that play, I was miscommunicating with Lane. It was my fault. And I thought, you know, the linebacker had played differently, and I was expecting something different on that. And next thing I know, I was turned sideways, and I was like, all right, I'll just start driving. So started driving, and I saw Ty, because I got twisted, and I saw Ty, you know, his head kind of come through. And so I was like, all right, I got to get this guy out of the way. So I just took him through him, and Ty got in.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Corey. Coming up, this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Bell. Oh, Corey. Thank you, Third and Short. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Belle. Belle, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You're with Fuel Up to Play 60?
Yes.
And have you ever seen the show before?
No.
Well, maybe if you earn Corey's autograph, you'll start watching it.
Yes.
Is that a deal?
Deal.
Put her there, Belle. Okay. Belle, if you can execute the football skill Corey's about to coach you on, you will, in fact, earn his autograph. Way cool now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Corey, what are we going to learn?
We're going to learn to shotgun snap. I don't do it great all the time, but I try to. So you're going to put the ball on the ground right between your legs, right in the middle.
Okay.
And you're just going to throw it back.
Okay.
It's as simple as that.
All right. Are you going to say hike or anything, Corey?
Yeah, I'll say hike.
Okay, perfect.
Hike. Love it. Love it. Great job.
Corey, you had to have earned your autograph.
Yep.
Well, go ahead.
It's better
How's
than I
that, Belle?
Good.
Okay, wonderful. Give me some knocks. Okay. All right. While Belle is getting Corey's autograph, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's time for the one and only In the Huddle. Stay with us, please. Well, she was just. Time for the often imitated, never duplicated segment we like to call In the Huddle. In the Huddle. In the Huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it. However, tonight we call an audible. We do a little pregame show, and occasionally on the pregame show, I pick a play from the preceding game, and I call it my play of the week. And it so happens a couple weeks ago, I picked a Corey Linsley play, which coincidentally enough happens to be my favorite Corey Linsley play from this season. Corey, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's take a look. You are a center, ball in front of you. Okay, the play is going that way, and the guy you have to block is already moved over half a man that way. Very difficult block. They call it a reach block. And before Corey can execute said block, he's got to make an accurate shotgun snap to Aaron Rodgers. Corey makes that snap, and then he leaps for position on a fellow named Bo Allen. And he gets that position, and now the fight begins. And I'll tell you what, Corey, it was like Mount Vesuvius erupting. The guy was a volcano of strength. He took Bo Allen, 327 pounds of Bo Allen, and slams him on his back. I know Allen's a former Badger. They called him the polar bear, but he is under the ice with Corey Linsley driving him there. And that's my play.
Love it.
Corey, I got to ask you, because I see you do that a lot, and it's very difficult. How do you get so much muscle into those reach blocks?
Shoot, I mean, part of it's lane, you know, helping me out, getting me the initial help, and then part of it's just the attitude, you know, wanting to finish your guy and put him on his back and get a little joy out of it.
I'll say. Corey Linsley, everybody. Coming up, we'll have questions for Corey from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us. Third and Short, Corey Linsley, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Alicia.
Alicia, what's your question?
My question is, if you had a choice what position you could play besides center, what position would you play?
Awesome. Awesome question, Alicia. Be quarterback because they make the most money. No doubt about it.
All right, next up we have?
Evan.
Evan, I love your haircut, buddy.
Thanks.
You're welcome. What's your question?
Who's your favorite Packer center of all time?
You're looking at him, Evan.
Evan, come here a second. I love you. Thank you. Next up we have...
Joe.
And Joe, what's your question?
What sports did you play in high school and how do they improve you now?
I played just football, and then I also did track and field through the shot put. Didn't run. And the constantly being involved in sports definitely helps you out.
All right. Next up we have...
Matt. And my question is, when you were at Ohio State, I heard that you had thought about giving up football altogether to go for track and field. Did you have Olympic aspirations, or did you have something else in mind?
No, that was just the last resort in mind. But I guess maybe Olympic one day. But no, that was a last resort kind of plan, but luckily it worked out.
Thanks, Corey, man. And thanks to our questioners. Frankie. Who asked your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
I think you know, Larry. It was Evan, and he gets an official Corey Lindsley magnetic Packer shorts.
I think it's a license plate.
It's a license plate. I lost it for a second there. Did you see that?
Okay, yeah, okay.
I was camera shy just for
All
a second.
Right.
These are not Corey's, though. They're... real. We're the pro shop, Packer Pro Shop.
Okay, wonderful, Frankie. We'll cut it right there and cut our losses, I might say. Coming up, yet to be determined. It depends how much time we have left, but please stay with us to find out. Evan, go get your stuff, buddy. One more time with Corey Lindsley. And, Corey, we saw it during the In the Huddle segment. There's a certain innate strength to your game, and it shows. I mean, when you hit somebody, they kind of stay hit, and generally speaking, they kind of wind up on the ground. Has that been was that God-given, or are you a weightlifter guy? How does that work out?
Yeah, honestly, it was from high school. My coach always said, if we walk off this field, the one thing we're going to be is the toughest guys on the field, you know, win, lose, or draw. And, weightlifting was a huge, huge thing in our high school. We took pride and went to weightlifting meets and stuff. So that was ingrained kind of in my high school years.
Corey, you got a game coming up with those Chicago Bears who happen to be 3-10, but it's still the Chicago Bears, isn't it?
For sure. And they're better than the record. You know, they almost beat Detroit last week, and Barkley's put up some good numbers so far. And so we're taking them seriously. We can't take it lightly.
Corey, let's change the focus to you guys, because that's always the most important thing, the team in the mirror. What do you think happened? You guys had lost 4 straight. It looks like the world's coming to an end.
Yeah.
And suddenly the ship gets righted, and you guys just beat the Seattle Seahawks, the darlings of a lot of people, 38-10. What do you think happened?
I mean, it was a combination of you know, we had a lot of injuries during that time and at key positions, and teams were able to take advantage of it. But, that's a culmination of guys getting thrown into the fire and coming out on the other end better and stronger and everything. And we've gone through that test, and now I feel like we're rolling.
Okay, one more individual question, if I could, because I find it very impressive. You know that Wunderlich test they take prior to the draft, and it measures a player's, a prospect's intelligence? Corey Lindsley scored 33, and like the average is 20. Corey, I mean, you must get tired not only carrying around those arms you got, but carrying around that head full of brains. Now, does you find that intelligence helping you as a football player?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the more you can build on your knowledge, in general, the better you're going to be as a football player. Regardless of their Wunderlich tests, whatever it shows on papers, we got a lot of intelligent guys in our room and in our offense. You know, me being able to adapt quickly to that and, kind of learn the offense helped out a lot.
Corey, keep her going, buddy.
Appreciate
Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.